Official detective dedicated to the men who guard your safety and protect your home. Your police department.
Lieutenant John Hogarth, headquarters. Lieutenant Dan Britt is on short leave. A drinker who doesn't know when he's had enough is inviting trouble. One night last week, a married couple named Vivian and Lester Abel were entertaining such a man, a fellow named Joe Price. Price, who was working on his seventh highball since dinner, was becoming a loud nuisance.
So the boss said to me, "Look, Price, if you don't follow orders around here, this company don't need you no longer." Well, what do you think I said, huh? Hey, Lester, what do you think I said to the boss?
I haven't any idea, Joe.
Well, what about you, Mrs. Abel? What do you think I said?
I don't know, Mr. Price.
Well, let me tell you what I said. I said, "Look, fathead, if the company don't need Joe Price don't need the company." And I hauled off and smacked him in the jaw.
Mr. Price!
Hey!
Watch it, will you, Price?
I got a little too strenuous, huh?
I'll get the dustpan and clean up that broken glass.
Okay, Vivian.
Hey, Mrs. Abel, Vivian, wait a second.
Well?
Let your husband clean up that glass. You don't want to cut those pretty little hands, do you?
Look, Mr. Price, I...
Ah, honey, don't argue. Let the old man go out and get the dustpan.
But I...
Go ahead, Lester, go ahead. Give me a break. I've been wanting a couple of minutes alone with Vivian anyway.
Lester.
Look, Price, let go of Vivian's hand.
What for? Maybe your wife likes me better than you.
I said let go of her.
Hey, who are you trying to push around?
You're drunk, Price. I think you better go home and go to bed.
That's a fine thing. You invite a guy to dinner, then you give him a heave-ho.
Lester's right, Mr. Price. You better go now.
Okay, beautiful. Anything you say. But look, how about meeting me for lunch tomorrow?
That's enough, Price. Now beat it. Come on, get going.
Hey, wait a second. Are you looking for trouble? Because if you are, I'm ready for it. See?
Lester, look out.
Price, put that gun back in your pocket.
Okay. I just want to give you a little warning, that's all. Now you know I carry a rod.
Yes, now I know it. Come on, the door's out this way.
Be careful, Lester, please.
Good night, Vivian. You better have a little talk with your husband. Tell him to watch himself.
You better go straight home, Price.
I don't like being thrown out. So remember what I said. Watch yourself.
Oh, Lester. Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, he's an awful man. He's terrible.
And if you thought he was so terrible, why didn't you slap him down?
What do you mean?
I noticed you didn't fight too hard when he grabbed you.
But what could I do?
He was making a play for you all evening. You could have told him off, couldn't you?
But he was a friend of yours, Lester. You talk as if I threw myself at him.
Okay, Vivian, skip it.
I don't like you to talk this way.
Skip it, I said. Look, you better clean up that broken glass. I'm going upstairs to bed.
Can that be? Lester, are you in bed? There's somebody at the front door. Oh, I'll see who it is. Okay, I'm coming. You don't have to...
We were married 5 whole years, Lieutenant. And now she's dead. I can hardly believe it.
We know how you must feel, Mr. Abel. But we've got to get all the facts quickly. Are you sure this man Price had a gun when he was here tonight?
Of course I'm sure. He took it out of his pocket and Vivian said, "Lester, look out."
And he threatened you, Mr. Abel?
Yes, sir. He told me to watch myself. It was Price who killed Vivian. I'm sure it was.
Did you hear the doorbell?
Yes, but only dimly. I was upstairs in the bathroom with the water running.
Were you undressed?
Yes, sir. I had these pajamas on. And all of a sudden, I heard the shot.
What's the first thing you did then?
I ran downstairs calling Vivian's name. The light was on in the front hall. Then I looked down and I saw her lying on the floor.
You phoned the police right away?
I didn't waste a second.
When you got down here to the hall, was the front door open?
No, Lieutenant. I guess Vivian didn't have a chance to open it. Price fired the gun just as she was about to do it.
Why would he fire somebody he couldn't see?
Because he thought it was me that was coming to the door. He was drunk, I told you that. He saw the shadow on the stained glass of the door, thought it was me, and fired at it.
When you got downstairs, you didn't see anybody through the broken glass.
No, Sergeant, not on the porch. I guess he fired the gun and ran away before I got downstairs.
How long have you known this man, Price?
Only about 2 weeks. I'm in the trucking business, and he's a salesman for an automotive company. He seemed to be a lonely sort of a fella, so I invited him to drop in here for dinner. But like I said, he made passes at Vivian. Oh, if I'd only known what kind of a man he was.
Have you got Price's address, Mr. Abel?
It's in the phone book. Joseph E. Price.
Look it up, Alan.
Okay.
Book's on the hall table.
I see it.
You've got to catch him, Lieutenant, before he gets
away. I'll try to get some rest, Mr. Abel. We'll investigate Price right away. Price, open up. Price, it's the police. Open the door.
Hold it, Lieutenant.
Careful, Annan. Don't get in front of the door.
That's okay. Price isn't in there. Landlady said he went out at 6 p.m. and hasn't come back.
How does she know?
Price lost his key yesterday. He can't get into his room without borrowing her duplicate.
I'll set a police watch in the house front and back. When he shows up, he'll have a warm welcome.
Lieutenant, there's a woman outside, says she wants to talk about last night's murder.
You know her?
No.
Okay, call her in.
All right, miss. Lieutenant Hogarth will see you now.
Thank you.
Good morning. Would you sit down, please?
Thank you. I'm Bella Morgan, Lieutenant. I read about Vivian's murder in the morning paper.
You know something about it, Miss Morgan?
Yes, I do. I apologize for my appearance.
I don't understand.
You were looking at this bandage on my face.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
I'm terribly conscious of it. You see, I've been taking treatment for a skin ailment.
I understand. Now, what do you know about Mrs. Abel's murder?
Nothing, except that, well, I saw it take place.
What?
I was passing Vivian's house last night when it happened.
Why did you wait till this morning to tell us about it?
I didn't know Vivian had been killed until I read about it. I didn't know anybody had been killed. Poor Vivian. She was one of my dearest friends.
What were you doing in that neighborhood last night, Miss Morgan?
I was just coming home. I lived in the same block.
At what address?
419 Harper.
Okay, we've got that straight. Now tell us exactly what you saw last night.
As I was walking by Vivian's house, I saw somebody on her front porch. I kept right on walking, but as I looked back, I saw it was a man wearing pajamas.
Pajamas?
Miss Morgan, are you sure this man was wearing pajamas?
I'm positive.
Was it Mr. Abel?
That's just the trouble, Lieutenant. I'm not sure.
Okay, go ahead. Then what?
Suddenly the man raised his arm and I heard a shot and shattering glass.
What did you do then?
I was panic-stricken. I ran home as fast as I could.
You realize, don't you, that you should have called the police?
Oh, yes. Yes, I realize that now, but I was so frightened. And I never dreamed that Vivian had been killed.
This man in pajamas, did he look like Mr. Abel?
Well, I can't say definitely. I didn't see his face.
Is Lester Abel a good friend of yours, too?
Oh, no. I met him only once, but I knew Vivian long before she was married.
Does Abel know you?
I'm not sure whether he'd recognize me or not. When Vivian introduced us, I wasn't wearing this bandage.
Excuse me. Lieutenant Hogarth. Good. Have any trouble? Fine. Bring him right to my office. The men just caught Joe Price.
Well.
He was coming back to his room. Didn't make a fuss.
Smart man.
I want to talk to Abel again, Alan. Bring him in, will you?
Sure.
I'll finish with Miss Morgan, then I'll stay here and question Price. All right, Price. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Not that chair. This one.
Yeah, but that sunlight hurts my eyes.
This chair.
Okay. Oh, brother.
What's the matter?
A hangover, Lieutenant. Every time I move my head, it's like a tornado.
I heard you were pretty drunk last night.
I was fractured. I ought to know better than to drink like that. Next morning, I always get the whips and jingles.
Well, let's get down to business. You know why you're here?
Sure. But I didn't do it, Lieutenant. So help me, I didn't kill Mrs. Abel.
You admit having a gun at their house last night?
Well, how can I deny it? Abel saw it.
It wasn't on you when you were picked up. What did you do with it?
I threw it in the river this morning.
Why?
To get rid of it.
What kind of a gun was it?
A Colt automatic, a .38.
You're in serious trouble, Price. You know that, don't you?
And how? That's why I ditched the gun, but I didn't kill Mrs. Abel. My gun's never been fired.
If that's true, it's too bad you threw it in the river.
Why?
Because the coroner extracted the bullet from Mrs. Abel. If you hadn't thrown your gun away, you'd have proof that it wasn't fired from your gun.
Oh, brother, am I a jerk?
You could be a liar, too.
What do you mean?
The gun you threw away might have been a .32. The murder bullet was a .32.
But I told you my gun was a .38 automatic.
I know you did, but you could have read it in the paper about the caliber of the murder bullet. Is that why you said you had a .38 automatic?
No, I said it because it's the truth.
Maybe so. Now tell me what you did last night after Mr. Abel told you to get out of his house.
I left right away and went to a bar.
What bar?
I don't remember. It's all a big blank.
What do you remember, Price?
Just going to some bar and drinking more booze, which I needed like a hole in the head. After that, the whole night's a great big nothing. This morning I woke up on a park bench. I knew I must have passed out and slept there all night.
What did you do after you woke up?
Well, I went into some joint to get coffee. That's when I saw a paper and read about Mrs. Abel and about me being suspected. I was scared as a rabbit. I didn't want the cops to catch me with a gun on me. So I took the ferry and dropped it in the river. Then I took the ferry back again, went to my place, and the cops lowered the boom on me. That's the whole story. Every word is gospel.
Do you admit threatening Abel last night?
Yeah, sure, but it was only big talk, drunk talk. You know what I mean?
Sure. Okay, Price, let's get downstairs. I'm holding you on suspicion.
Lieutenant, here's Mr. Abel. I talked to him on the way to headquarters. He denies Miss Morgan's story.
Of course I deny it. I wasn't outside my front door in my pajamas.
But you were wearing pajamas when the shot was fired. Right, Mr. Abel?
Well, sure. And I was still wearing them when you men came and questioned me last night. But I told you, I was upstairs in the bathroom getting ready for bed.
Miss Morgan says she's an old friend of your wife's. Her name's Bella Morgan. Do you know her?
Bella Morgan? No, Lieutenant, I don't think so.
She says she met you once.
Well, maybe she did, but I don't remember her. And I never heard Vivian mention her name. What is this woman trying to do to me? Why did she say she saw me outside my front door in pajamas?
I don't know, Mr. Abel, but that's what she said.
I loved Vivian. We were happily married for 5 years. Why are you accusing me of killing her?
We're not accusing you. We're just checking on Miss Morgan's story, that's all.
But why was I brought to police headquarters? Am I under arrest?
Look, Mr. Abel, we just wanted to hear your side of the story, that's all.
Vivian was a beautiful girl. Lovely wife.
I'm sure she was. But even fine people make enemies.
My Vivian had no enemies, Lieutenant. Everyone loved her, almost as much as I do.
You're not planning to leave town for a while, are you?
No, sir. I'll be right there at my home. Oh, if you catch Joe Price, please let me know.
We've already caught him. He's downstairs in a cell.
He's... Well, what does he say? Has he confessed?
No, sir. He denies the shooting.
But he did it. Make him tell the truth.
Don't worry. If there's a confession, you'll be the first to hear about it.
You can go home now, Mr. Abel. Thanks for coming down.
Well, I'll come any time you want me, Lieutenant. Just make Price tell the truth. I don't care how you do it. But please make him confess that he committed murder.
What about it, Lieutenant? You want Abel tailed?
No, Alan. I'm sure he'll go right home.
Which one do you believe? Abel or the Morgan dame?
I haven't made up my mind. Have you?
Well, I've been thinking that maybe Vivian and that Price guy might have had a little love affair on the fire. And maybe the husband knew about it and he was jealous. He could have sneaked downstairs in his pajamas and gone outside the front door. And when Vivian came to answer the bell, he could have shot her through the glass. Right?
Sure, Alan, that's possible. Price having made that threat, Abel knew he'd have a tailor made out.
Yeah. Lieutenant, why did you suggest that Vivian might have had some enemy?
Well, it struck me that maybe we've been following the wrong theory. Maybe the killer wasn't gunning for Abel, but actually for his wife. So when he saw the woman's shadow on the glass, he fired purposely. That makes sense?
Sure. And it's a brand new angle.
One I'd like to follow up. Let's get to the morgue and get Vivian's fingerprints. It's a long chance, but we might find out that somebody had a motive for killing her.
Mr. Abel?
Yes?
I'd like to speak to you. May I come in?
Well, you're not one of those reporters, are you?
Oh, no. I'm an old friend of Vivian's.
Oh, then please come in.
Thank you. I see you've already replaced the glass in the door.
Yes, I had it done this morning. Miss...
Morgan.
Bella Morgan?
Yes.
Well, I'm certainly glad you came. I've been wanting to talk to you.
Please, Mr. Abel, my arm.
So you're the woman who went to the police and told them that lie.
You know I told the truth. You were on the porch last night in your pajamas.
Listen, do you realize that because of what you told the police, they suspect me of Vivian's murder?
Of course they suspect you. Why did you do it, Mr. Abel? Why did you murder one of my oldest and dearest friends?
Don't talk that way. I won't stand for it.
You mean you're threatening me?
Why did you come here?
Because I felt I had to see you. I had to find out for myself why you did it.
Are you out of your mind?
You haven't answered my question. Why did you murder Vivian?
Stop it! Stop saying that. I love Vivian.
Then why did you kill her? Answer me, you madman. Why did you kill her?
Stop it! Keep on shouting that question. I'll find a way to stop you.
I believe you would. I believe you'd kill me, too. Just as you killed Vivian.
Alan.
Right here, Lieutenant. Straightening up the closet.
I've just checked Vivian Abel's fingerprints. She had a police record.
No kidding. What was she pinched for?
Shoplifting. 7 years ago, before she was married. Her maiden name was Vivian Carroll, or Carrill.
Uh-huh. Some surprise. You find anything else?
Yes, the name of somebody who might have wanted to see her dead.
Anybody we know?
Vivian was arrested because a girl accomplice was picked up first and squealed on her. Vivian served a minimum stretch. When she was released, she hunted up the squealing accomplice and got even with her.
She beat her up?
Worse than that, she threw acid in the girl's face.
Oh.
The girl's face was badly burned by the acid, but Vivian was never found. Now you know who might have wanted to see her dead. The woman with the bandaged face.
Bella Morgan.
Bella Morgan. Lieutenant Hogarth.
This is Lester Abel.
Yes, Mr. Abel. Alan, listen to this.
Sure.
Mr. Abel, are you still there?
Yes. Listen, Lieutenant. I've just been shot.
Who did it?
That woman.
Bella Morgan?
Yes. She came here to my house and shot me. Then she left.
Have you called a doctor?
No. I think it's too late for a doctor. I wanted to tell you again that I didn't kill Vivian.
I know you didn't, Mr. Abel.
Thank goodness. I just wanted to hear you say that. Believe me.
Mr. Abel. Alan, call an ambulance.
Sure.
First we'll check on Abel, and then we'll pick up Bella Morgan. Her apartment's down this hall. The second door on the right.
Okay, Lieutenant.
The super says she's home now, so we've got her cornered.
Yeah, and with that gun, liable to be nasty.
Well, let's have our own ready. Come on now, quietly. Careful now. Don't stand in front of the door.
I'm ready, Lieutenant.
Okay. Here we go. Miss Morgan! Miss Morgan!
Who is it?
Police! Open up.
Why should I?
Be smart, lady. We know all about you.
So what's that prove?
Open the door. Don't try anything funny. We're armed.
I'll bet you are.
Miss Morgan, are you going to open this door? Answer me.
All right, here's my answer.
Okay, that does it.
Get out of here, get out!
The gun's empty, lady.
Lucky for you.
I'll take it.
I'd have killed you both, you hear that?
Killing comes easy to you, doesn't it?
Let me out of here.
Hold on, you're not leaving yet. Put your arms out.
What are you doing?
Arresting you for double murder.
Double murder?
Mr. Abel died before we got to him.
I got both of them.
We know why you shot Vivian, but why did you kill her husband?
I hated him for marrying Vivian. He must have been just as bad as she was. I tried to pin her murder on him, but when I saw him come back from police headquarters, I knew my plan didn't work, so I went to his house and got him myself.
That's one confession. Now let's have the other.
Well, I planned to get Vivian for a long time, ever since she threw the acid in my face. I rented this place just to be near her, and I waited for my chance. Last night, I sneaked up on her front porch and watched through the window. Drunken man staggered out and went away. Then I saw the husband go upstairs. I waited for a little while and then rang the doorbell. When I saw Vivian's shadow on the glass, I fired at it. She ruined my face.
That didn't give you the right to kill her. Is that all, Miss Morgan?
What more do you want? You want to see what Vivian did to my face? All right, I'll take this bandage off and show you.
That won't be necessary. Come on, Sergeant. Let's get her out of here.
Just heard Official Detective, tense dramatic stories of criminal investigation, starring Craig McDonnell as Detective Lieutenant Dan Britt. In our cast, Sergeant Allen was played by Lawson Zerbe, Price by John Griggs, Lester by Blaine Cordner, and Vivian by Bryna Rayburn. Official Detective is produced and directed by Wynn Wright, written by Albert G. Miller. All names of persons and places used in this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to names of actual persons living or dead is coincidental. Jack Irish speaking. This program came from New York.